In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. It seems as if there's never an end to bad news. Bad news makes its nest in a million places, even on Christmas Day. But good news is such a rare bird, it's hard to find. Every so often we may think we've caught sight of good news, and then it just vanishes suddenly and escapes from our nets. On our own, we cannot find the good news, no matter how hard or how long or how patiently we watch for it. It must find us. Good news must find us, and it must perch on our shoulders, and it must preach its sweet song into our ears. And this explains why Isaiah heaps such great praise on the messenger of good news. He says, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, 'Your God reigns.'" Because Isaiah knows how rare good news is, and how few messengers of good news there are. And he speaks of good news like he's hearing the exotic notes of a songbird from a far country. It's otherworldly. He sings of comfort. He sings of redemption. "The Lord has bared his holy arm," he says. "Your enemies are defeated. Your exile is over. And now you can return to your true home." Yes, with tears streaming down your face, but singing the song of joy. Isaiah was one of many prophets that God used to deliver that good news, and yet it seemed so short-lived. The peace was temporary. There would be more sin. There would be more enemies. There would be, as we found out this morning, more death. Like a repeated nightmare, like a headline that won't go away, like a screech owl sound that is stuck in your ears, the bad news just keeps returning. Part of the very DNA of our fallen humanity, embedded so deeply in the flesh that we can't get rid of it. It just won't die. It gets passed on from generation to generation like an evil inheritance. And think about the prophets who preached the good news. They were lights shining in the darkness, and then they were snuffed out, one after another. Some of them stoned to death. Some of them, perhaps Isaiah, sawn in two, and others killed with the sword. And it looked like the darkness was overcoming the light. The reading from Hebrews brings this history to mind. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. God revealed the good news in bits and pieces, first one detail about the coming Messiah, and then another detail about the coming Messiah, and it was repeated again and again. But in these last days, Hebrews says, God has spoken to us by his Son. His Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom he created the world. The Son of God is the final Word of God. He is the one to whom all of the Old Testament scriptures, the law and the prophets and the Psalms pointed. God has chosen to speak the good news, the definitive good news in this Son. God has chosen to publish the good news once and for all and to make it known to the world. In the beginning was the Word, St. John tells us, and the Word was with God and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The Word is true God. God of God, light of light, very God of very God, as we just confessed. He was in the beginning. He created the world. He is life and He is light, and He is good news and He is the source of all good news. And then John says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. You see, this good news is different because this good news is not only a word, it is also a person. This good news is published not with ink and paper, but in a body of flesh and blood. If you're looking for that rare bird, good news, then this is where you'll find him. He's born of Mary. He is the one laid in a manger. God has become man. That is the headline that brings the good news to us. God has taken on our human flesh. And so often it seems like the good news is just skin deep. The good news lasts for a moment and then it's gone. But this good news is different. The good news that God became man is good news that gets into our very flesh. It gets as deep into our human nature as the bad news has ever been. It embeds itself in the very place where sin, death, and the devil are at work. And so in the flesh of God, of our God, born of Mary, the good news and the bad news battled it out, and they took the fight all the way to the cross. And there God died. He shed his blood. The light shines in the darkness. And then the darkness covered the land. And you can picture yourself there in that moment with the disciples while Jesus hangs dead on the cross, wondering, what happened? What about the good news we heard? Was it all a mirage? Was it too good to be true? Where has this rare bird flown? The bad news would not die. And so the good news did. On the tree of the cross, good news found a place to roost. And this is what you can publish. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. God took sin and he took death into his flesh. And then he took them into the grave and he buried them. And then, like a phoenix, he rose from the ashes. He took flight. He mocked sin and death and hell with his song of triumph, so that John says the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it and never will. An Easter hymn speaks it beautifully. Death and life have contended. In that combat stupendous, the Prince of Life who died reigns immortal. Our Lord conquered death, and he rose from the dead to publish that good news to us, even today. And this good news remains flesh. As a man, he is risen from the dead, and he still, even now, even today, lives and reigns to all eternity. And there is no bad news that can erase what Christ has done, that can take away his victory or undermine it. He is Emmanuel, God with us, and he is the good news that is still with us today. Not just a past event, not just something that happened a long time ago, but a present reality for us. And it's not going away. He remains until the end of time. He still speaks his forgiveness to us sinners. He still promises life and salvation to our dying flesh. He still offers his own body to you in bread and his true blood to you in wine. And here you have full communion with him. The good news, Christ himself enters your dying, your sinful flesh to carry out again the victory that he won in the flesh. And this is why we are here today. We flock to him again. Though the world is filled with bad news, and there will be more, I'm sure, we find refuge under the shelter of his wings, under the wings of his mercy. Here is the comfort, and here is the good news that lasts forever and ever. that outlasts every bad news we hear, that outlasts every sin and every death and every triumph of evil. And soon, dear friends, soon our exile will be over as well. And soon, in resurrected flesh, in our own country, we will sing the songs of Zion, and the tears will be wiped away from our eyes forever. And we will praise our God, who became man, who remains man, and who reigns forever. In his name, amen.